News and interviews from your community every morning on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us. Super glad to see you on the radio. As we mentioned, traffic-wise, we're fine. The temperature 46 degrees, the real feel 49. Foggy conditions. Matt Cotrillo in the newsroom tells us everything's going satisfactorily. And Mr. Rob Center, our fabulous producer, points to me and says, go. On the news line with us now, Jen Schneidman, Partica, is on the line. You might have known her if you go to Bucknell occasionally and you have anything to do with any of the gardening and horticulture discussions that take place there. But we're learning that she's going to be a Penn State Master Gardener. Good morning, Jen. Thank you so much for calling in.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me.
I do appreciate that. Is that correct? You're going to be, but you're not yet a fully certified Master Gardener in the Penn State program?
So I took the Master Gardener Basic Training course last year, and technically I'm a Master Gardener trainee. And once I complete some volunteer hours, then I'll officially be a Master Gardener.
All right. Well, fabulous. Well, congratulations on that. I know if you've made it this far, you've gone through a lot of the hard work, but I also know there's a lot more to do. You are also helping to publicize and make sure there's some outreach about the next Penn State Master Gardener class that's coming up. So tell us, if folks aren't familiar with this program, what is a Penn State Master Gardener?
Sure. So first let me tell you about the training. The classes start October 3rd and they go to March 3rd. They take place on Thursdays in the evening at the Mifflinburg Union County Extension office. And those classes are amazing. We learn all about many different topics related to gardening, everything from learning about native plants and how to manage pests in a garden, caring for fruit trees. It's a wide variety of topics that we learn about. Once you complete the training, then a master gardener is someone who is teaching other people about gardening. So master gardeners are involved with projects like the Children's Garden at the Public Library in Lewisburg. There are master gardeners involved at the Union County Community Garden and the Lewisburg Community Garden. There's an amazing gardening hotline that I think more people could know about, where you can call in with a garden question, leave a message, and a master gardener will call you back with information. And master gardeners offer lots of educational programs. For example, there's one coming up at the Lewisburg Library this Tuesday, so September 24th at 6:30. Brian Allman is going to be speaking about landscaping for restoration and recreation. And there's another educational program that a master gardener is giving to the community that's happening tomorrow, on Saturday at 3 in the afternoon at the Lewisburg Community Garden. Master gardener Lori Bartholomew is going to present on composting at home, so how to set up a compost system in your backyard, or even how to compost indoors with a worm composting bin.
All right, so these are the kinds of things. I know I personally, my lovely bride and I have a nice garden, and so we've used master gardeners, and we've relied on them for information like what are drought-resistant plants that you want, so you're not out there watering all the time when you do get into a dry spell. And we've had some other questions, too, so they've been able to help out with that. So folks aren't familiar with this. An informational session has already passed, but if folks are intrigued by this idea, where can you get some more information?
I'm glad you asked, because originally the deadline to sign up for the class was going to be tomorrow, but I just spoke with the coordinator for Master Gardeners in Union County yesterday, and he said he's extending the deadline to September 25th, which is Wednesday. So if anyone listening is interested in learning more about the Master Gardener Basic Training courses, they can call the Union County office, the Extension office, and leave a message there, and someone can send them an application form or call them back to answer questions. The number for that office is 570-556-4757. Or you can email the coordinator, and John's email address is jxt98, and that's at psu.edu. And then they can either mail or email an application to any prospective student. And there is a charge for the class. Part of it is for all the time that people put into the course. And part of it is to cover the cost of this amazing textbook that you get as part of the class, the Master Gardener Basic Training Manual. So the cost for the entire course is $200, and the payment can be made at the first session of the class on October 3rd.
And this would be an opportunity for folks to really just become super informed on the idea of being a master gardener. And then, of course, you get all the knowledge about, you know, plants and landscaping and composting and all that sort of thing. I know nowadays there's a lot of conversation about water runoff and storm water and capturing water and making sure you're not allowing any water that does come across your property to get away if you want to use it later, that kind of thing. So that's a sort of an added thing that's happened over the years. Maybe as the climate changes slightly, that's one of the reasons that that's been added on. I think you've accurately listed the logistics and the specifics of this, but tell me about the, just the joy and the just the fact that you'll be, you know, potentially anyway, if you choose to, a go-to person for folks who have basic questions and detailed questions too about gardening.
Yeah, no, it's a great way to get more involved in the community and to get connected with a lot of different people. So it's been a lot of fun to get to know other master gardeners who've already completed the training and to learn about all of the activities that they're involved in. It's trying to think of a good way to explain it. Like, you get to learn a lot of information and then turn around and teach other people about gardening. And so if anyone is listening and really enjoys gardening, I'm sure that you probably feel similarly to me, because I really like gardening and I like to talk about it too. The nice thing about this class is that it teaches you not only the specific, like, technical information about gardening, but it also teaches you facilitation skills. So if you've never stood up before a group to teach, or you know, to respond to a hotline question, to be able to speak with someone and share information clearly. And I think that's another added bonus to the class.
Right, so these are all opportunities for folks to really learn a tremendous amount of information and to be tremendously helpful within their community and, I guess, just plain have a blast along the way. All right, well, please add an additional comment and make a pitch for folks to please consider this if it sounds like something that they would enjoy.
Sure. I think when I originally came into the Master Gardener training class, I thought, you know, I know a lot about gardening. I've been growing vegetables for years. This would sort of be like a refresher class. And I was so amazed to learn that there was, you know, a wide variety of things in other areas that I just hadn't had information about. So it was a great opportunity for me to really strengthen my background in gardening and horticulture. And I got to meet a lot of folks who are in the Penn State Extension education system. So these classes are taught by different extension educators and professors at Penn State. And so I got to really become part of a community of gardening and horticultural educators. So I invite others to join in. Again, you can call that office number, the 570-556-4757. Number at the Union County Extension office to learn more about the program or to get the paperwork to sign up for the class. And I hope to see some of these listeners joining the Master Gardener program.
Thank you so much for all this information. We appreciate it. I believe this might be the first time on the radio we've talked about the Master Gardener program, even though it's been thriving in our area locally. So I really appreciate you introducing it to our audience. Jen Schneidman-Partika, thank you so much for calling in this morning. We very much appreciate it.
Thank you for the opportunity.
I do appreciate that. What we'll do next is we will post the information that Jen has provided to us on WKOK.com on our podcast page. So when you click on the podcast, you'll also see visually on that page there'll be some contact information. So you can go to WKOK.com as your go-to place or call the Penn State Extension office at 556-4757. That's 570-556-4757.